Jesus Christ. Okay, folks. Well, welcome to another episode of the Off Center Archers. I'm your host, Anthony.
It's Stephanie.
She's being retarded already.
That's why they listen to us, though.
Yeah, probably. Well, today we're just going to touch up on some stuff that we kind of like just threw together here last minute.
His list.
My list. Oh, yes. I have my
list. So today on our list.
My outline. Yes.
I think his world would crumble without the list. Every time I've mentioned.
Lose track.
No, every time I mention, like, hey, let's just wing it. It usually works out really good. No, we need to make a list. We need the list.
Okay, next episode, we'll just wing it.
Our first episode, we just wung it.
Yeah. Winged well, the it. First couple, we just wung it.
Wung it?
So.
Is that correct? Wung it? Winged it?
Who cares? Can we get on with the damn topic of the freaking. Jesus. Anyway, we got bored at the range, so we actually went out and bought ourselves a 3D dummy.
Oh, yeah, in lieu of Thanksgiving.
Yes, and in lieu of Thanksgiving here.
Yeah, and happy Thanksgiving.
But Saturday, we went to the range, like we do every week. And wake? Just for every week. I said week.
You said wake.
Oh, whatever.
Are you a playback? Oh, I'm just messing with you. It's okay. Go ahead.
So, anyway, just like we do every week. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine for you.
Yeah.
But we got bored after like 45 minutes of just shooting at targets. And we walk by and every time we see all the 3D dummies and stuff like that. So we're like, hell with it. We got a bunch of gift cards for our gander here. And we bought a 3D dummy since it is Turkey Week.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to shoot the living hell out of this 3D turkey.
Well, I originally said the gopher because it was just funny looking. Because they're tiny.
Well, you originally said let's get the gopher and the squirrel, but meanwhile the gopher and the squirrel cost as much as the turkey.
Yeah, which doesn't make any kind of sense to me. I don't understand, because you'd figure
with the
3D, they obviously they're charging you for the mold that they have to put it in for the foam, right? Mm-hmm. So the bigger it is, the more material you have to use. So obviously, the more it's going to cost. So you'd figure the less you have to use, and the less material and the smaller mold,
it costs less. Multiple molds on the smaller one because it was a three-piece animal kit.
But it's still
it was
smaller.
Like a rabbit, a squirrel, and a gopher or something like that.
Oh, wait, there was three in one?
It was three. But they were all like itty-bitty and.
I didn't know that there was three in one, though.
Yeah,
we could have, like, set them up strategically throughout the lanes and, like, you know.
Broke every arrow we have, yeah.
No, we wouldn't have broken every arrow. No, I wasn't even making it through the 3D turkey. I wouldn't have broken anything.
How will we have propped them up to be covered by the backboard like we did with the turkey?
You shoot one, and then I'll shoot.
Oh, the that's okay. So I have to nail one of the squirrels or something to the backboard so you could shoot it.
Yeah. So you get your first bullseye, and that's all you need, and then I'll go. And I'll do miss, miss, miss.
Miss, miss, miss.
Miss, hit. All right, I got him.
Nice. Well, we did. We practiced with them at 20 and 30 yards. We were moving them around.
No, I didn't do 30 yards. Just
oh,
20.
I did. That's right. Yeah, I did 30 at the end.
Yeah, you did 30 at the end. And then I just did the 20. And that it's different. But I like the 3D better than just the plain paper target.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the paper target gets boring after a while.
Right. Well, we're also not people who are into, like, competition archery, target archery.
No.
You know.
No, that's just, I don't know.
You know, I could see in the spring us getting into the 3D archery because we have, you know, the full intentions for you to go hunting and everything like that, so.
Well, the 3D competitions would be cool to do.
Right.
That would just be something else, and it gives you a lot more practice, too, with aim.
Mm-hmm. Different yardages, so, different animals.
Yeah, you know. So it doesn't hurt. I mean, and if you get, do any of them win money?
Some of them, yeah. If you place well enough, you can actually join. Oh, Jesus.
Maybe if we rig everyone else's bow that it breaks right beforehand, and, you know, we're the only two, then, yeah, first and second.
Yeah, right. You get slapped by their string.
No, I would never do that.
No, that would be horrible.
No. So if anyone's bow breaks, I wasn't there.
But the sad part is now that we bought the first one, it's like, I want to go buy another one. Not a turkey, like a deer or something like that.
No, well, no, our bow tech actually said that the deer, the 3D deer mold, I just call them molds,
that's
I guess.
Fine.
Their legs give out, I guess.
Easily. Yeah, they're on plastic legs.
Unless you spend like a couple hundred dollars. But He did mention that T-Rex that he bought.
Yes, yeah, yeah. He has a full 6 foot tall 3D T-Rex.
No, it was more T-Rex. Like where his hand was, it was like my height.
Okay, so like 5 feet tall.
Yeah, so 5 foot tall. And we can get a T-Rex. And we can shoot the T-Rex.
I don't care. I'm just down to get more. Yeah, we go hunting for T-Rex. I'm going to get my time machine and bop back 65 million years.
Yeah, no. Jurassic Park. But yeah. I don't think I'd ever hunt a T-Rex.
T-Rex are like 45 feet tall, not 5 feet tall.
Ugh, no.
Probably hit him with your arrow and be like shrugging off a toothpick.
Yeah, I know, right? They'd take his big toe and just knock me across the room.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, his toe is the size of you.
No, but, and they're really, you know what? My arrows were really easy to pull out of the
3D mold.
Yeah. Mold sounds wrong.
Well, it's a 3D target.
Does it have another name to it?
It's a 3D target.
That's the proper...
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's just a 3D animal target. That's why it's called 3D. It's a three-dimensional target.
No, I was thinking it had like a proper name to it.
No, not really.
But pulling it, you know, pulling everything out of the block when we do paper targets, my arrows are a bitch to get out. Mm-hmm. But the turkey wasn't, it's a lot smoother to get out.
Yeah, it's not
as bad. So you're not sitting there fighting with it. But on that hand, I was able to sit on the turkey as leverage to pull out that one where the block
it was,
is.
It was actually kind of funny because it looked like at one point I was ready to take the camera out because it looked like you were trying to ride the turkey.
That's real nice to say.
It was. It looked like you were trying to like
go. I sat on it.
Yeah, exactly. It looked like you were trying to go for a ride on a. On a 3D target.
Yeah, well, that came out wrong, too.
Oh, whatever.
Jerk.
No, you just went perverted. That's all it is.
Yeah, so did everyone else listening along. I bet you if Will's listening right now, his mind went there.
Probably. Yeah, Will. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, he went there. And if you're listening, you jerk, you went there, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But, we'll eventually. But we don't have room in the house right now to have more 3Ds.
No, I know. Well, I'm not saying right now. I mean, when we get... You know, whatever happens here.
Yeah, if we decide to move in a bigger area, but we just don't have the storage, and we can't really put them in arm's length from our son because he'd be digging a hole to China through the 3D target with the foam.
Mm-hmm. But so, it was different though. I mean, you were doing really like well. I mean, like pretty much 5 out of 6 arrows you were getting in the kill spot.
Yeah, I have to say, honestly, it gives you a better idea how you're shooting because if you got like a paper target, you can see where in the rings it's uh-huh. the same. But with that, you can kind of, it's not just aiming for the center. You're aiming for a certain spot where you know it's going to take it down in one shot.
Right.
So you can kind of gauge how you're going to like square up. Well, that's if the animal's sitting dead on. Like, straight from where you, you know.
Well, we were doing a side shot on the turkey. The turkey we have a straight on target zone and one on his back if you went to shoot him from behind. So the turkey mold we have, we can actually spin him.
Yeah.
And you can get reference shots from side, from front, from rear. This way you know where the kill spot is each shot.
Yeah, because you're not really going to always have the turkey just stand. Well, some of the videos we've watched of other guys hunting turkey, they're pretty dumb. They see the dummy out there and they're like, oh, look at this.
Yeah.
And it's just game over for there. But, you know, what guys will do, you never know.
Tell you when it's the season.
Yeah, I know. That's the only thing on their mind. I feel like it's like humans too.
So, but yeah, if you're gonna go out and hunt, I recommend that you do actually go, shoot at 3D targets before you go hunting.
Yeah.
Just because you can relate it more, even though yeah, it's fake, it's a dummy. The relative size and the idea of the zone where you want to put your arrow is relevant to when you want to go hunting.
Yeah, it's gonna be different aiming at the actual target.
Right. Like they had a small bear there, but the bear model was like $20 more than the turkey.
And it's Thanksgiving. How could you not have a turkey?
Right, exactly. That's one of the main reasons why we got the turkey. But I couldn't see buying the bear because the bear was no bigger than the size of a dog. It wasn't something like relevant to where...
A bear.
You know, if it was the bigger version of the bear that had the replaceable center cutout and everything like that where, you know, the bear's 3.5 feet tall, 4 feet tall, almost like the size of a deer 3D mold, then yeah, I would have thought about buying it, but not for something that's going to be the size of, you know, our old 60-pound dog.
Or grizzly size. Polar bear size.
Grizzly and polar bears are basically the same thing, just genetically mutated bears.
They're, are you being racist?
No, I'm actually serious.
Why is it going to be like one white and one the other one not white?
Fucking retarded. I'm going to make you watch the History Channel so you know that grizzlies and them are the same.
Yeah, I know.
But,
Well, if you're hunting those big guys, then I hope you...
Your balls are the size of Texas.
Yeah.
Because they will try to eat you.
And then, talking about how we were going to get an elk?
You? No, not elk. We. There was no we involved but in that like elk a couple hundred, 3D model. That was you.
Wait, I'm going to... Wait, hold on. Let me look this up real quick because I was curious as to how much these guys cost. Because, well, you figure what we paid for, the small turkey was 60.
Yeah.
What was the deer going for?
Depending on the size of the one you wanted... was anywhere between a $88 one, which was, in my opinion, worthless.
Holy shit.
And the good one was $140 for the deers.
Wow, this is ridiculous. Hold on, wait, I'm floating. So, this one site, it looks like the main... It says it's weatherproof foam, authentic look, which I'd hope so if you're buying for the animal. You just don't want a blob of foam. Then it's not really lifelike, really. An easy arrow removal. Let's see. It does not say that it's a removable center. It says it's for a bull moose, has a simulated weight of 1,000 pounds. How could the only way to simulate a weight is to actually be the weight?
No, simulate is size.
Oh, so they're just
like a, like a 1,000 pound bull would have like a 3 foot chest, 3 foot wide chest. So the dummy is a 3 foot wide chest. Okay. Just like a reference. I don't know if it's actually 3 feet wide, but
okay. And but it's all solid, so it's not, the inside is not removable on this one. Take a guess.
It's $600.
No, take a real guess.
$600.
Really?
Yeah.
$2,050. No, really? I'm sorry. $2,049.99.
For, wow. For a 3D freaking...
moose? A bull moose that simulates...
Moose.
A moose. See,
okay.
Look at this guy. See him? Wait, you can see. There you go. It's got the antlers and all. But that middle kill section is not removable. They said it's solid. So, yep. No, you can't zoom.
That thing is enormous.
Well, it's simulating 1,000 pounds.
Right.
So, you know, you're not going to get this little baby moose. Oh, I wonder if there's an elk.
I don't know, but their Reinhardt target emblem is a Tyrannosaurus.
Yes. That is kind of funny that we were actually...
just talking about a Tyrannosaurus.
Let's... Uh-oh. What did I do? Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh, I went too far. I just found... Look at that.
Oh, there you go. T-Rex.
You could actually... Oh,
go to Dick's and buy it.
You could sold at Dick's.
Sold at Dick's.
Yep. So if you like shopping at Dick's, there is a...
And if you do, we recommend getting the sports card because you do get bonuses all the time, the $10 gift cards.
Yeah. You know what? If you shop at any store and they have a rewards card and it is free and you get money back,
right?
Just sign up for it.
Exactly.
All these people are like, oh, my email. Who cares? Yeah. They'll make another one. Yeah.
They got my email. They're going to be watching me. They didn't watch the guy who broke into the White House. They don't care about you.
So, or just go make another one that's for like coupons@gmail.com. Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
And if that's your email address and I just gave it out, then I'm sorry. So we got a Reinhardt Velociraptor 3D archery target for
it's a raptor.
Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe it's on the run too.
Oh, man.
And
Jurassic World.
$679.99. That they got a Stegosaurus. They got wow, this Ryan. Wow, they make all sorts of. Basically, if it was, they got a zombie 3D.
Oh, what they got a? Oh man, we should buy that just for fun.
The Stegosaurus or the zombie?
No, the zombie.
Oh,
I don't care about the Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus.
Realistically.
Well, they got
make me feel better about myself. If there's a zombie outbreak, I can hit a zombie in the face.
Well, here's the other thing, though. There is a... elk target. There is a...
Damn, that is gigantic.
What she said. There is a...
Every dude's going to chuckle at that now.
if I can just finish a sentence. There is a company that makes... But this is only for... Not only. They could probably shoot a with an arrow. But I remember maybe like a year ago seeing some commercial on for shooting targets.
Okay.
And it's a zombie torso. So the way it sits is basically where the waist is. That's,
right.
That's the base of it. And when you shoot it, it bleeds.
Yeah, that was the targets that they were using for Red Jacket when Max Brooks was at their place doing that little Z-22.
Was it them?
Yeah. Well, they were using the target that they were during that show because we were like, oh, shit, it bleeds.
Oh, the World War Z by Max Brooks.
Yeah, Max Brooks. Yeah, Mel Brooks' kit. When they made that miniature AUG-looking 22 caliber for him, they were using those zombie targets that bleed. Oh. And we were both like, oh, shit, they bleed.
Yeah, but these you can buy. Like, that's just for the movie. That you can
buy
these.
No, they were dummies.
These.
They were just a torso dummy.
Yeah, you can buy these.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, I think they're like a couple hundred dollars, though.
I would imagine.
And eventually, they're going to run out of blood. I mean, there's so much you could put in there before you shoot the shit out of it. And
I think it's got more... It's something to do with the gel that they're made of that makes it look like it doesn't, like, bleed. It's a drip. So I think it has more to do with the heat from the bullet.
The shell.
That causes that section of gel just to melt so it looks like it seeped blood a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, here's an elk 3D target that is, I can't even. It's actually sold at Cabela's, and the description. Oh, this one has a replaceable core.
Nice.
So that's actually good, and it is only $1,300.
Only.
Well, compared to the $2,000 moose that did not have a replaceable core.
Well, is this one size realistic? How tall is it? Height, 54 inches tall. So it's the size of a deer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Whereas the other one was the size of a 1,000-pound moose.
Yeah.
Which, granted, even if you have an elk model, it's the size of a deer. I mean, that's impressive as it is. But, you know.
You get free shipping. But anyway, so these things get... expensive, pricey.
That's why everyone buys the standard ones. They buy the turkey, they buy the bear, they buy the deer because they're cheap. They're $140, $150 maybe.
Unless you got more money to just spread around, which if you do, that's great. But you know, you can't exactly keep buying these, you know, $1,000, $2,000 targets. And then you shoot the crap out of them, and then you're going to have to buy them again. It's not something that you can maintain to not... Unless it has a replaceable core. And you're a good shot.
One of the small ones, like our turkey, small.
Well, yeah.
You're going to throw him out. You're not going to try and replace a core. I mean,
no, I'm
if
not
you're
going
to buy... Even if you're going to buy the deer, don't buy the... In my opinion, don't buy the one that doesn't have the replaceable core. Because you spending that $25 on a core makes that dummy last so much longer.
Yeah.
Instead of you going out and blowing $140, $150, $200, whatever it is, a year.
Unless you suck, you're a really bad shot. And you hit everywhere else but the core.
Well, I have a funny comment for that, but... Just be like, Eric, go buy a crossbow.
Oh, please. Let's not go back to the crossbows. I don't understand.
Oh, whatever. So,
but yeah, buy yourself.
See, opinions haven't changed. We still are not in favor of them.
No. Buy yourself a little gopher and shoot the crap out of it. It's fun. It's different. It kind of gives you a different... Well, now that we're going to be stuck in the inside because it's getting cold out.
Yeah, it's already snowed here.
Yeah. So, that's that. But maybe we'll buy a gopher. Maybe. It's easy to store.
Well, that's they're easy to store.
Yeah.
Even the deer comes apart into three pieces.
The one
I said I showed you with the $150 one that did have the replaceable gel core.
Yeah.
His ass comes off, his midsection comes off, and then it's his front portion of his body.
Oh, I thought it was only like two pieces.
No, 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 no. The one with the non-replaceable center was two pieces. Oh. That was the $88 one that James was like, the legs are going to snap off it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with me shooting them heavy-ass FMJs. I was going to break his ass in half.
Okay. So. Yeah, no, I'm not going to spend $150 to have you wreck it in the first.
No, the $150 one is the one that won't come apart.
My bad. So. The one, yeah.
The $88 okay. one I want to
borrow. Yep, yep, yep. Now that I just lost myself, that's fine. I get it. I got it.
Okay.
I got it. But, I mean, I don't know. We have to save money.
Well, it's Christmas.
My new release.
Yes, we have to buy you another one now.
Yeah.
We've been, like we've been saying in the other episodes, we've been playing with different releases. We've talked about them and how we have the, my old, like, 15-year-old True Fire.
Mm-hmm.
We got the True Glow Detonator. We got True Fire Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
The True Fire Edge Forefinger, which is the thumb release that I've been using now for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because my wrist strap one is just done after 16 or whatever years of shooting with it. And just noticing like your form and stuff like that. And I got you to try the Forefinger Edge.
Well, the first time.
The first time didn't go well because you got nervous.
No, it just felt awkward as hell.
Right.
I wasn't nervous. It felt weird. But I never twisted my hand around either. You just kind of let me pull straight back like I had my other one on.
Right.
You never actually said, oh, wait, no.
Well, now we got you
doing it. You gotta twist it. I just pulled it straight back and then it was so awkward with the thumb.
Yeah, you had your thumb at your face.
Yeah. Yep. You didn't say anything after that. You just laughed at me. That's why you.
That's because, like, you pulled back and were like, no, and pretty much let the whole entire trigger release go. You didn't even pull the trigger. You let the whole fucking thing fly.
No, I did not. I released it.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Okay. Get out of here with that. I'm not unsafe. I have my moments, but I'm never unsafe. That's for shit sure. No, but that was just. That was awkward. And then when you correctly.
When I corrected it?
Correctly showed me. Showed you, yeah. Yeah. You're like, oh, hey, this might help. And then,
yeah, but now you're doing actually really, really well with it.
Mm.
Like, really well. Like, your consistency is way, way better.
Yeah, it feels, it's different than the other ones. But, I don't know. It's comfortable. I like it.
Do you feel like you are, like, more secure now with that one than you were with the wrist strap? Like, with the anchor point and, like, your posture, your stance and all of that, your form.
Yeah, I feel like it does get better. Well, I have to put this out there that the first one that we ever bought, the $20 one.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
It's complete garbage. Money does make a difference on your releases, I have to say
that. No, but it was funny though. I mean, you were having a little bit of issues with the detonator.
Yeah, I was.
So you got ticked off.
Yeah.
You went and grabbed the Patriot.
Yeah,
fired maybe, one arrow, proceeded to rip it off your wrist and throw it back to your case.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah. And then I wasn't shooting. I'm like, I'm going to take a round and just relax. And next thing you grab the Forefinger and it was like, okay, your round. And then I would shoot and then mm-hmm. you would shoot with it and I would shoot with it. So now we have to get you
yeah.
a Forefinger or I was also contemplating trying to get one of the True Fire three-finger versions because me with the Forefinger, I feel fine with it, but I feel like my pinky's just in the wrong spot. Like, there's been times where I actually take my pinky off of the actual release and let mm-hmm. my pinky just dangle and just use three fingers. So I may decide to.
Well, it's also a hand size difference. I mean, your lunchbox is compared to my normal person hands.
No, that's what I'm saying. You do well with all four fingers on it. Me, my pinky being there, my pinky's almost like falling off the edge of it, so I just have a tendency of taking my pinky off it to begin with.
Because it's not lunchbox size.
Right. So I may try, instead of just doing another edge four,
mm-hmm.
is see if I could find the three-fingered version and just say, all right, here, you have the four-finger version, and I'll use the three-finger version or whatever, we'll see what we come up with.
Well, we're always shooting together, so we can swap back and forth.
Right,
I mean, it's not
right.
like yours is yours and mine. And that's also where it comes to, like, if you go shooting with someone.
Try someone else's shit.
You can trade back and forth.
Right.
So if you want to try something that someone else has, you're like, oh, hey, let me do a round with that. And it kind of saves you money, especially if you end up not liking it instead of spending.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All this money on it. I mean, it does help. So, I mean, oh, excuse me. With us, it helps because we just swap everything back and forth.
Right, exactly. So. But you did. Like, we have a video of it, and you have a video where you put your phone in front of the turkey. This way you see the arrows actually hit it.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, though, to watch them because the impact of the arrows.
Right. So what I want to do is I want you to send me that video, and then I'll do the editing, and I'll put it on our Facebook page. And this way people are going to get a kick out of it. I mean, I did the demo of me shooting the FMJ-300s that I have, which are completely overkill for my weight pull. But, you know, it was just a cool visual of you see me shooting down the lane. This way I want to do is with yours, I'll sync them up together.
Mm-hmm.
And then this way it'll show as you're pulling the trigger and then it hitting the target.
Yeah, that's all you. Me and video editing are.
Yeah, no, I'll take care of that. I'm
kind of like computer retarded.
But, no, but you've been doing much better. You know, if anybody else has any suggestions about releases, you know, feel free to drop a message on the Facebook page or on, I have the Twitter account, which I basically only update when we release an episode.
No, don't go to Twitter.
And, Instagram.
Forget that. Just go to Instagram or Facebook. Am I too loud now?
No, the microphone's okay.
Okay, well, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I just moved around, so I guess I was in the wrong spot in the microphone. Anyway, Facebook or Instagram are the best ways. If you use a release that we haven't been talking about in this one or any of the past ones, and you wanted to share that, then go ahead and throw that up there. Because I'm always up for suggestions on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Even if you have any other, thing that people are interested in hearing about.
Mm-hmm.
It could be sites. It could be. Hour rests, different stabilizers.
Yeah, it could be anything that,
you know,
if we haven't mentioned and you're like, oh, you know, I use it and it works out great for me, then, because you never know. I mean, there could be a small company that's just starting that makes stabilizers or releases or whatever, and they're not well known yet because they're competing against larger companies who've been around. But they work great, then, you know, that always works. Plus, sometimes the smaller businesses, it's nice to keep it in your area.
Well, I think it would also, we try to keep everything more personal. And, you know, at times, a little bit brutally honest when it comes to using stuff. Like, so far, I mean, everything we've gotten has been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cost effective. For someone who's going to be new to archery, I mean,
it's all
pointing out where we're getting them and stuff like that. And, you know, the Rival FX site's a great site. You absolutely love your Micro Bright.
Yeah, that one's working out pretty good for me.
What else? The Peak that I had, the Trophy Ridge Peak that I've been using.
Right.
Has been doing really, really well. Actually, I think you should try that one out. I think you really would like it.
I kind of want to stay with mine for a little bit longer.
That's fine. No, I'm just saying. It would be something to be good to try.
I like it.
But, if anyone has any suggestions on stuff that you want us to try out, because I'm going to be, after we get a couple more episodes of this in, and once we get a couple more of the videos and stuff like that edited, I'm going to be sending out emails and stuff like that to some of the companies. And it's, the emails that I have planned on sending out is not even going to be for the, oh, can you please send me this for free? I'll pay for it, you know. That part doesn't bother me. I don't want nothing for free. Everybody's got to earn something. So, just drop us a line, see if you got anything you want us to check out. Oh, God, yes.
Well, you just went, like, completely, like...
I'm trying to remember what it was.
Driving down the road, talking about one thing, and you took, like, left turn.
Yeah.
I wasn't even ready for that one, and I'm sitting right in front of you. What?
Nothing.
I'm getting like this weird stare. You guys can't see it. It's just weird. But, should we mention the Mr. Looney Tunes?
Might as well.
Yeah, so we're in at the range. And we like to share stories. At least I like to share stories because I think it's funny.
This one's a good one.
And, okay, so Guy walks into a bar. So guy walks into a hunting store that sells guns. And I guess he's there till close trying to get a... Did they say
rifle. What kind
of... Was it a rifle?
Yep.
Okay, so he's trying to get a rifle. And he's there till closing, going through all the paperwork. Because you got to go through your background with...
he was there till closing because of other issues that popped up. He decided, first off, to come in at 6 o'clock at night to try and buy a gun. Because he wanted to go hunting, like, the next day.
Well, sometimes if you're clean, then
it goes through pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, apparently, this guy was denied the rifle because it came back that he was under psychiatric care.
Yeah, he was under...
And he was on meds. Psychiatric meds. Mm-hmm. Now, if you got issues and you have to take those and that helps level you out and that's...
Yeah, and for anybody who believes that, that stuff doesn't pop up on the records when you go to apply for a gun...
Hold on, you just completely... Like, I was going all somewhere else with my sentence.
Okay.
I was saying if you have any of that and it fixes you and it's under a doctor and it's all legal, then that's fine. Except for the fact that you have to realize that... you can't get a gun. It might fix you and you might be able to fit in with, you know, normal people. And that's great. You can have a regular life and everything's hunky-dory. Except you can't shoot shit. They're not going to give you meds and a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess this guy didn't realize that. It came back. He got denied. I guess he got a little pissy.
Called the manager
Mr.
and
Pissy Pants.
Everybody else.
Yep, he called whoever. I guess it went to corporate too.
Yeah, he called manager. Yeah. He called the manager over, and the manager said, "There's nothing we can do. You've been denied."
Yeah. So he came in the next day, and he tried his luck with a crossbow. So, the Bowtech that we go to, I mean, they have the decision-making rights, I should say, to deny someone. If you don't seem right or, you know, something seems off or they think that something's not, like you're lying about something or you're hiding something that could be a threat to yourself
anybody.
Or anyone else, you can get denied to buy a crossbow or a bow, any kind of weapon.
Yeah,
any kind of weapon
exactly.
That you could do harm to someone else. You can get denied. It's not like, you know, that kind of freedom, like, that you're kind of allowed to. I don't know if I'm really wording it right, but...
No, that's fine.
So, I guess he got all...
He got pissed off again.
He got pissed off again, and he
basically
went...
what happened was our Bowtech said that he was acting, like, very, very odd.
Yeah.
Like, very just jumpy...
Mr. Looney Tunes.
Yeah, yeah. He was kind of like bouncing all over the place. Didn't know what he couldn't like finish sentences. Just very erratic.
Couldn't follow directions.
And yeah, couldn't follow
simple directions.
Oh yeah, couldn't.
Well, because with the crossbows, what they do is they like you want to buy crossbow A, so they take you with the crossbow. You go into the range. They show you steps 1, 2, 3, 4 of how to properly safely shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll show you. Actually, like, physically go through with you and step by step. And then they'll have you do the same thing. Well, following simple directions. If you can't do steps 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, properly, you could put yourself or someone else, or, you know.
Harm's way,
yeah. So, if you can't follow simple directions, then there's something else going on that you don't need to own a crossbow. And I personally, I mean, this kind of gets onto the topic of, I personally, okay, you for a gun, it's, you have to go through all the background checks and everything else to make sure that, you know, everything's A-okay.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I think with a crossbow, let's say in the same location, if you get denied for that reason, like you're on meds from a, psychiatrist or yes, a psychiatrist, not a psychologist. Yeah, psychiatrist. So if you are meds, for whatever reason from them, and you get denied a gun, I feel like that information should be shared with, like, another division of that.
Of the store.
You know, saying, like, hey, just to give you a heads up, they got denied for this reason. You guys can make the judgment call. Or it should be right. It should be linked that you just can't have either.
And the Botech didn't know nothing. He just said just the way the guy was acting. He was like, nope, I'm not selling them. Don't care.
But everyone backed him up. And I understand that it's not, like, you still have the legal right that you don't need to go through a background check for a crossbow and blah, blah, blah. But it still can do the same damage. That's what I don't agree with. It still did the same damage, so technically you should go through the same process as a gun. That's just my personal opinion on it. With a crossbow.
Oh, yeah.
Because with a bow, it does take some kind of skill to be able to actually hit something.
Well, yeah. I agree.
In comparison to...
Well, yeah. But, you know, well, crossbows are also deadlier at a farther range and... everything like that, you know, 150 pound pull versus 70
with a scope
and yeah. You know, the distance, and everybody wants a crossbow because of, you know, Walking Dead. They all think they're Norman Reedus. Who? The guy with the crossbow in Walking Dead.
That's not his name, though.
His name is Norman. That's his real name. His real name is Norman Reedus.
What was his name in the D? It begins with a D.
Daryl.
Daryl.
Yes.
I was going to say Dwight.
No, Daryl.
For all the Walking Dead fans out there screaming.
No, it's Daryl.
What is wrong with you? Yeah, that's exactly. Not his name. How do you not know his
Some
name?
Some dude right now punching his dashboard. His name's Daryl.
No. No, it's not. I thought his brother that died in the beginning was Daryl.
I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
I'm pretty sure his name's Daryl.
Hold on.
I'm not a Walking Dead fan. I think this show is way too slow-paced for me.
No, well, the comics were better. but, you know, go ahead. Sorry.
So, you know, our Botech did. He thought he was just acting erratic, couldn't follow directions in the range when testing the crossbow out. So he decided to not allow him the sale. Well, apparently the guy, once again, blew a fit that... he is not allowed to buy it.
Yeah, Daryl. Sorry. Daryl.
See, I was right. Got the manager. The manager told him, this guy's the head of the department. If he says no, it's no. Done. Well, he called corporate again. Corporate immediately recognized the fact that the day before he tries to buy a gun and was denied for... The mental issues that popped up. Yeah.
Mr. Looney Tunes.
The fact that he was batshit.
Yeah.
So, and they were like, well, there's nothing we can do for you because you were there 24 hours ago trying to buy a gun in which the feds said you are under psychiatric care and medicated, so you're not allowed to buy a firearm. And we now, respect the head guy for the archery department and not selling you the gun because you were acting erratic.
Yeah, because he knows his shit. I mean, you know, he's been, you know, handling that for how long? So, for a long time, actually.
Yeah, very long, very long.
Well, he was also military, so he...
Yes,
I think once you see Looney Tunes, it's all the same.
Private Pilot.
Yep. But, I mean, and talk about dumbness. I mean, you looked on Craigslist the other day.
Oh, this is all the time.
The other day. Today.
No, I spotted it the other day. It just reminded me today since I saw the photo again.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm always in the market to try and buy, like, a bow for cheap that I can lend people to help them learn. Mm-hmm. Like, we already have the one PSE that's out. So, I'm always on there. It's $100, $120, whatever. I'll buy it just to have it. We have all the extra spare stuff from all the other sites and Arrowheads that we've done. And
we have plenty
biscuits.
Of spare stuff laying around.
Right. So, I could throw something together real quick for someone to learn on. That's fine. So, I see one. All right. It's a PSE. $120. Take a look at the photo and I'm just completely like, something's wrong. Something's wrong with this photo.
Even me, it took me a second.
Yeah. So... I just look at it, I'm like, wait a second. The sight is on backwards. The sight was on the back side of the riser, like going toward the string.
Okay, so to printout. Oh my gosh. So to paint a
visual image?
Yeah, that's really, that's kind of like the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, to give you an idea of how this looks, let's just say you're pulling back your bow and normally like your sight goes toward the target of where you're looking through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Flip it around. So the sight is actually coming towards you. Almost.
The sight was literally right next to the cable slides.
Almost like looking into a microscope. Boop. Put your eye up there. Boop. Okay, it's right there right in front of you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like completely backwards. I don't know if he was just that, I don't know, unknowledgeable.
What? That, no one was like, bro, you got that shit wrong, bro.
He put it on backwards. And he was trying to use it that way and decided he doesn't like it because something's wrong. And that could be wrong.
I don't know. I personally don't know how the cable slot, well, it was a short sight. So probably something equivalent to like the size of one of our Joker sights where it's really, really short.
Still though.
But the pins are facing the opposite direction for one. So they would have had to have literally like said, oh, something's wrong with this sight. Let me turn the pins around. No, you're just putting it on wrong.
But I think even if I was completely clueless, like you pick up a hobby, you don't have anyone to talk to, you don't have a clue of where to look, and where you bought it from, let's just say it was sold by someone who had no idea themselves. I mean, wouldn't you, in this day and age, you can Google anything, there's internet, you can go to a free library, they have internet, you know, it might be on an old computer, but they have internet, and you can even bring up pictures of, or ads, like in a magazine.
You got a smartphone, you can do it.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's pictures of how they're supposed to sit. Like, let's just, I mean, worst case scenario.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally agree.
Just, like, looking at the worst possible reference possible of just looking at, like, an ad for some bow or hunting gear or whatever it may be. And that shit's on
backwards.
The other way.
Yeah.
It's not even like a minor thing. It's the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's but what I have to say, it took me a second to realize that. Because I'm looking for, you know, you show me the picture and you're like, tell me what's wrong with that. And I'm like, shit, is he trying to sell like a damaged bow? Is it cracked? Is it, you know, like, missing something?
You went too far into it because first off, it was a crappy picture and you were like, what's broken on it? Let me find something.
Yeah, so
you automatically went for something broken.
I zoomed in. I'm looking around. Like, where's Waldo? And where's the crack?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, because we talk about safety all the time. And people, like, you know, do dumb things of trying to salvage their bows.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what I looked at first. And then
this week, that didn't happen. But, thankfully.
Well, the serving string on yours is coming off.
Well, my bow needs to be reserved. That's nothing real big. We did a quick, you know, triple knot on it and burn the end of the cord to have it just so I could finish shooting Saturday.
Yeah, but you're not gonna leave your bow with him the week of Black Friday.
Madhouse week? No.
Yeah, no. You can wait.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's holding together right now, so I don't care even if I had to wait another week, whatever. So
yeah, I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So like the strings are actually coming apart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Excuse my yawning. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Just kind of yawning away.
Well, it's also, 10:30 at night?
Yeah.
I'm chasing around a 2-year-old all day long.
I got up at 6:30. For whatever reason, I got up at 6:30. In the AM. But, I don't know. We have to, you know what? We should keep looking on Craigslist just for stupidity.
Oh, yeah. Actually, great. I should actually save that photo and post it on the Facebook page.
See, I feel bad when...
Put arrows, be like, wrong direction, bro.
I feel bad doing that to people. I know they're...
It's not going to, like, link the person.
Yeah, but you never know. You never know. That could be, like, a one person listening. Well, it would help them out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let me fix this before someone else points this out.
Yeah. I mean, the only other logical answer that I had might have been, like, if it wasn't actually attached to the bow still, and for the picture, he just kind of, like, laid everything out and didn't pay attention to it, or asked his infant kid to lay it out for him. You know.
It looked like it was attached.
Yeah, I mean, know. In the photo, you know, it was... I'm trying to give him some kind of...
You're trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, yeah, huh?
Good cop, bad cop. Not both of us just ragging on the guy. Trying. Hey. Trying to be nice.
Trying to be nice.
New year, new me. I'm going to be nice. January 2nd. Fuck everyone.
Yeah, right?
That's how it goes. But I think that's what we have for today.
Yeah. Next episode, I'm going to see if I can get some rundowns on some of the new bows that have come out for the 2017 models.
Yeah, we got the Hoyt Defiant.
The Hoyt Pro Defiant came out.
Yep.
The
fucking expensive.
It's $1,100. Let's see what else. The PSE Evolve.
Yep.
With its new cam system, which looks really, really sweet.
Yep.
The what is it? The Bear Moment is another one that just came out. That's supposed to be like stupid fast with big cams and everything on it.
But, I haven't seen that one.
Well, from what I remember from what I've like read so far, like one's called the LS4, one's the LS6. So it's like every Chevy fanboy must be losing their mind. Like, watch, one's gonna be LS7. No, who cares? Nope. So,
and you're gonna post that video up.
Yes, I'm going to post a video up from this week.
We can post it on the website. We got our website up.
Yes, we got the website started. We got the demo one.
Yeah.
Done.
That's it's just offcenterarchers.com.
Right.
It's very and simple.
Facebook is the same, Offcenter Archers.
Yep. The website link is attached to our Instagram and Facebook.
So
we pretty much made it pretty simple for everyone.
Yeah, got it. We actually got lucky and had all of them, the names all line up together.
I know. You know why?
Because you handled it.
Because I did it.
That's right, because you're the shit.
If you want something done right, do it yourself.
Well, I also suck at the art part.
Yeah, you know what? You get the technical computer part down and I'll do everything else.
That's fine.
You know, because it's split 50-50. Mm-hmm. Me... If I can't push power on the computer and it turn on and everything's set up for me, I can't. I just can't. It's like, what, Terry Crews hitting reset button?
Yeah, yeah, instead of powering his PC on.
That's a... Terry Crews has his computers built.
Did you look at the comments before it went to left field? Jesus Christ, we're doing a bow podcast and now we're talking about Terry Crews and a computer.
That's all right. It's the last like minute before we end. It's just a little side note. So Terry Crews is an actor. He's actually very funny. But he builds his own computers.
Yes.
So he, I guess after doing, it's his first one and he got everything together and he goes and he's trying to turn it on. Nothing's happening. At that point, you're like, oh, shit. Like, oh, this, you know, what now? Well, he was hitting the reset button. He wasn't hitting the power button.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because that is something I would do.
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah, absolutely, yes.
I would be hitting the reset button.
What the, it doesn't work. Nothing works. What the hell?
Yeah, that's why I linked that
now in. Now he's building an absolute monster of a computer with Jay's 2 cents from YouTube.
Yeah.
Water-cooled and radiators.
Well,
and
now we're getting into all the nifty stuff. So.
But, all right, so we're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so thanks for listening, and... Next weekend, hopefully, we'll get some more info on the bows. I'll get all pictures set up, stats, and stuff like that. This way, we'll have a podcast ready for next week.
Yep.
But in the meantime, I'm Anthony.
And Stephanie.
Everybody have a good weekend, and get out and go shoot.
And happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving, yes. Happy holidays.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble.